Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to a 30-minute broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Join us now as we sing and pray, have a message from God's Word, a time of worship and praise. Let's lift up Jesus' name together.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Oh yes,
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
And we bring you resurrection greetings in Jesus' name. Christ the Lord has risen, and the tomb is empty. Well, thank you for worshiping with us. We're going to join together in a great time of celebration. If it's convenient and possible, why don't you tell someone about this broadcast and then have a notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. Starting the broadcast today with the Word of God for today's service, 1 John 4:16 says, "As we have known and believed the love that God hath to us, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." Wonderful words of life as we begin today's service. By the time this service is over, we trust you'll be able to celebrate and testify to the fact you have been in the presence of the Lord. And if you don't know Christ as your Savior, there is no better time than today. As you feel Him tug at your heart and convict you of your sins, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. I trust that the Lord will use this service somehow to speak to your heart, and you'll look up and repent of your sins and become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Page 372 in the celebration hymnal. Join in with us as we sing "Our God Reigns."
How lovely on the mountains are the feet of Him who bring good news. Good news announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns. 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 No stately form, he had no majesty that we should be drawn to him. He was despised and we took no account of him. Yet now he reigns with the Most High. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Grace and majesty, he is alive, he is alive. God loves us so, see here his hands, his feet, his side. Yes, we know he is alive. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns.
And he ever liveth, making intercession for men at the right hand of God. We want to introduce you today to Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. We're going to read this scripture in just a little while. When they got to the tomb, the message was, he is not here. He has risen as he said. Let's celebrate today. Let's worship him. Many gods of this world, but Christianity is the only one that has something to sing about, because when you go to the tomb, you'll find it to be empty. He has risen. He is not here, as he said. Psalms 103:17 is our precious promise today before we pray. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad today for the mercies of God from everlasting to everlasting? It's extended to them that fear him. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for the mercy of the Lord. And we're so thankful today, Lord, that we can testify. And we're so thankful today, Lord, that we can worship and praise you because of the fact that our God reigns. Lord, we're thankful today for the tomb being empty. When those arrived that day, Lord, the angel said, he is not here. Father, we're thankful today that the Lord was not there. Salvation had been brought down. The work has been finished. And we're able, Lord, to come boldly today. The veil in the temple had been rent in twain. And today, Lord, we have divine access to approach you right now. In your precious name, we have the privilege of entering into the holiest place and worshiping and praising you and praying and calling upon your name. Thank you, Lord, for that opportunity. And we're thankful, Lord, that you're on the right hand of God, making intercession for us. Hear our prayers today. Many prayers across this audience now as people are praying. Hear their prayers, meet their needs, undertake for them. Lord, let the Spirit of God dwell with him. Let the power of God radiate through their prayers. May many be saved. May many that are sick be healed. Other needs, Lord, be met in Jesus' name. We'll worship and praise you. Bless the furtherance of this service in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, if you prayed, let's praise him now. Let's worship him for hearing and answering our prayer.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Let's praise him and sing it again now. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Hallelujah. In just a little while, I'll give you some contact information if you be ready to take it down. Let's continue to worship the Lord because he loved me. Worship him now. Let's praise him as we celebrate this fact.
On a hill called Calvary, Jesus my Lord suffered for me, carrying the cross all the way, my sins to atone. Then they nailed him to the cross. Great was the pain and the loss.
He suffered it all
because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died on a cross, was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his dear name, he loves me so. Now I am his, he's mine, I know.
He suffered it all
because he loved me.
Hallelujah. Look at the love of God extended to us. He suffered it all because he loved me.
Then they carried him away, placed him in a lowly grave. Surely they thought that this would be the end of this man. But on that third and glorious day, the angel rolled the stone away.
He arose from the dead
because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died on a cross, was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. praise his dear name. He loves me so. Now I am his, he's mine, I know.
He suffered it all.
He suffered it all
because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died on a cross, was crucified.
No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his dear name, he loved me so. Now I am his, he's mine, I know.
He suffered it all.
He suffered it all
because he loved me. Hallelujah. He suffered it all because he loved me. You're in tune with the weekly broadcast of the Power of Pentecost. The Lord permitting and providing, we're here each weekend at this same time. Thank you for worshiping with us. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for telling someone about this ministry. And after you've given to your church, taking care of your family, if you've had something you'd like to share with us, we want to say thank you. It would just help us keep coming to you. You can send any mail, checks, money orders, song requests, prayer requests to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And then our website is available where you can hear the broadcast any day or make a contribution with your debit or credit card. Just click on www.pentecostalradio.org. Then click listen online to hear the service. Or if you want to contribute with your debit or credit card, click donate on the front page. And we appreciate the fact that you do worship with us. Broadcast for each day, Monday through Sunday, are recorded on our broadcast website. And all you've got to do is just click on the date you want. So if the radio time's not convenient, or if you want to hear the service again, or for any reason, www.pentecostalradio.org. All right, let us know that you're there, if you will. We would so appreciate knowing that you're there. Here's one entitled, He Has Risen.
Somewhere in the distance, I heard a hammer ring as they drove the nails in his hands and in his feet. As the crowd gathered around, saying, away with him, Jesus knew down in his heart that he would live again. He has risen. He has risen. That old tomb is empty now. All that remains is grave clothes and blood stains. That old tomb, that old tomb is empty now. Soldiers camped around. God was making plans to send his angels down. They hurried down from heaven and He got up and walked around. He has risen. He has risen. That old tomb is empty now. All that remains is grave clothes and blood stains. That old tomb, that old tomb is empty now.
Let's sing it one more time.
He has risen. He has risen. That old tomb is empty now. All that remains is grave clothes and blood stains. That old tomb, that old tomb is empty now.
Hallelujah. Turning in the Word of God for today's broadcast, Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. It says, "He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth forth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. This is known as the Easter message. Our text is outstanding. Our text is unusual in its statements about the body of Jesus. It carries with it the message to be known as quickly as possible to all men. Verse 7. Look, let us look at the clear, concise, definite statements recorded. The work has been finished. Jesus has been crucified. This is a historical fact. It has gone down and it's recorded in history that Jesus is crucified. It is a spiritual truth. It is the message of the church, and it is a scriptural event. It has been recorded in God's word. It was predicted in Isaiah chapter 53, the verse 12 verses. It was predicted that he would die, and it was essential for him to die. You might ask the question, why did he have to die? Why did Jesus die? He died to fulfill the scripture. He died to finish God's appointed work. And he died to form the basis of forgiveness. And he died to forever seal the claims of God against him. The work has been finished. It does not need to be repeated by him or by another. Jesus made the statement on the cross, "It is finished." And he gave up the ghost. Oh, yes, we find him here resurrected from the tomb. The wonder is performed. He is not here. Yes, he was here, but he is not here now. Hallelujah, this resurrection is a sovereign act. It took the hand of God. It took the transformation of God himself to perform such an act. This resurrection is a scriptural fact. It had been prophesied in the Old Testament, and Peter even mentioned it in Acts chapter 2, verse 24. It is a scriptural fact. This is not just a fairy tale This is not a phony story. This is not a story that came from another basis, but it has its roots in the Word of God. The resurrection is a saving force. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, men today can be saved, and you can be born again and become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Your life can be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. This saving force is so forceful. The resurrection has such an astonishing message and such a sound message that you can be a million steps from Christ. But because of this resurrection, because of this saving force, all you've got to do is look up to Him and repent of your sins and have a confession of your soul. Repent of your sins and become a new creature in Christ. And then you can have times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. He can save your soul in one prayer. You may be a million steps from Christ, but only takes one prayer for you to come back to Christ. You may only be 100 steps from Christ, but the same prayer will work for you that works for the man with a million steps from Christ. It doesn't matter how far you are from Christ. The effect is that the way has been provided through the Lord Jesus Christ, and the saving force of the resurrection has brought about all of this and made it all possible. Yes, the worker is seated. He has risen. He went away. The disciples saw him leave in Luke 24 and Acts chapter 1, and it tells us that he is seated at God's right hand. Today, as you repent of your sins, he is hearing you when you pray, and he ever liveth to make intercession for you. And as you seek him for forgiveness, he will forgive you of your sins. You need to forgive yourself of your sins. A lot of people can't get prayed through. A lot of people cannot obtain the salvation they want to receive, not because he will forgive them, but they will not forgive themselves. And in order for you to be forgiven, you must first forgive yourselves. The witness has testified. He said that he would arise. And what he said is factual. It is true. What he says is forceful. It's health for the soul. It's hope for the heart. And it is help for all service. I want you to look at this today. What he says, it is final. He has the last word from heaven. He will come again. And what he says is forever settled in heaven. The Bible teaches us that his word is forever settled in heaven. No matter what someone may try to come up with scripturally, or a new version, or a new idea, these things will not be changed because they are forever settled in heaven. And he has arisen for our justification. He is the Savior of the world. And today he wants to redeem you. I can't think of a better day for you to repent of your sins and to come and know him as the Savior. Be found in the next service. Be found in the house of God at the next open time. And let him speak to your heart. Go to the altar and repent of your sins if you haven't done it before now. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time together. Bless us now, Lord. Let this message speak to some heart and someone find you as his or her Savior in Jesus' name. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
He's alive again. The stone's been rolled away. He's alive again. He's no longer where he lay. He's alive again.